This episode of Star Wars in Character is sponsored in part by Audible.com. Audible.com carries well over 100 Star Wars audiobook titles, including Scoundrels, the brand new novel that follows Han Solo, Chewbacca, and Lando Calrissian after the destruction of the first Death Star from Star Wars A New Hope. Now you can download Scoundrels for free, or any of the other Star Wars titles, or any of the other 100,000-plus audiobook titles Audible.com carries by visiting audibletrial.com/SWIC. Again, that's audibletrial.com/SWIC for your free audiobook.
I like dinosaurs. I want to be named after that one. Oh, he dies.
This is Star Wars in Character, the podcast that takes a closer look at some of the elements that make up the Star Wars universe. Backstories. Histories. And details. You never knew. Wanted to know. Or ever need to know. Now here are this week's panelists of Star Wars in Character.
Today we are talking about Coleman Trebor. Who? Coleman Trebor.
Is it Trebor or Trebor?
I say Trebor. You say tomato, tomato.
I always said Trebor.
Jeffrey Tambor.
I've never said either.
Those are two words that have never come out of Matt's mouth.
That's right.
Coleman Trebor appears in episode 2, Attack of the Clones.
He makes a hell of a thermos.
That's good. I caught that. Coleman. My name is... This is stupid. I just read this again going, that's stupid. My name is Virk Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty... that's bad.
Tim knows what that is, right? Virk?
Yeah, I know what Virk is. You're real Virk, aren't you?
You're going to let us in on the
That
secret?
Is Coleman Trebor species.
Yep.
Well, half the episode's done now.
There it is. Yeah, that was... Oh, fuck.
Ready?
That was my leading fact.
Yeah.
This one's bad, too. Today, I'm joined by Granta Omega Matt.
Omega Matt.
Omega Matt.
Is Omega the Matt Luke? Replacing something, or is it just because of the Matt. M and Omega?
You got it.
Oh, okay.
Granta Omega is a terrorist who tried to assassinate Palpatine.
And this has what to do with him?
Coleman, I think, saved Palpatine from
Grant. He did save Palpatine. I'm Tim's not even like, going to tell that story.
Two facts done.
Tim's like, no, down to one last fact, damn it.
We don't even
I hope he doesn't tell Dave that he's a Jedi, or else I got nothing else to say on this show.
Jedi Dave.
To my right is Sar Labuda Dave. This was Coleman's original name, Sar Labuda.
That was one of my facts, you bastard.
Was it really?
Yes.
Say another one.
That sounds like it'd be a band member for George Clinton.
And last but not least, we got Gile Samte Tim. Is that a fact, Tim, on yours?
No. What is that?
It was one of his female Padawans.
Oh, that's his No, he wasn't his Padawan. It was his friend. And I decided to leave that out because that had nothing to do with his damn story. He had a friend.
There you go.
That's awesome.
That's a fact that Tim don't have.
Yeah. You just gave away a lot of extra facts. So.
It's your episode. And now trivia.
Your number is 229.
Gile Samte Tim, who's a friend of Coleman Trebor.
Yes.
Please give some facts about this shark fin face bugger.
Whoever.
I say that.
As Chris had said, he is a male Virk Chris. Male
Virk. It works.
From the planet Sembla, which is mostly an oceanic planet, the Virks are they're kind of an amphibious reptile. I don't know. Can you be an amphibious reptile? Or is an amphibian and a reptile two different things?
Well, you can be a repto mammal on Hoth. You can be an amphibian reptile on whatever the hell planet you're talking about. That's fine.
Yeah.
Like a turtle or something.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like that, yeah.
Smelly He's rodent like on Tatooine, so that's fine.
And you know what? I didn't know this, and I might have to go back and watch episode 2 to see if he's actually sitting there. But he is a member of the Jedi Council. He's sitting on the Jedi Council in episode 2. And we haven't done an episode on this, but he obtained the seat after Yariel Poof dies. Yariel Poof, if you remember, is the Q-tip.
We're getting to the point either we have to do it right now or never do it and just leave it a mystique and let him name come up every other episode for the rest of our lives. I don't know which way to go on that decision.
What we should do is we should just go back and take all the Yariel Poof facts and just edit it together as one
That's
episode.
Actually a really good idea. I like that.
Don't actually record
right,
it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I'm going behind the scenes a little early here, but his head is based on a real-life dinosaur from our planet's past, the Parasaurolophus.
I thought that too when I saw that he kind of, because my son really liked dinosaurs when he was little, and it looks like a pterosaur.
It yeah. looks like the dinosaur that knocks the riverboat off track on the Jurassic Park ride at Universal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought he does very much look like an actual dinosaur.
He does. I always thought he looked like a shark fin more on his head.
And I know Dave has made complaints where he doesn't like it when they choose something from our real world as a basis for a thing. And this is one of those ones. I don't have problems with him and with that in general, but for some reason his appearance never sat well with me. I always just thought it looked too lazy.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a very well designed character.
Yeah, it's kind of a throwback to some of the last minute cantina creatures actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a something that exists in the animal kingdom, and in this case it's the ancient animal kingdom, and throw a robe on him. It was kind of lazy. Like, some of them were really well done. This, not so much.
Yeah, I know in the EU there's a X-wing pilot that's literally a horse.
That's awesome.
His name is Ed.
That's literally a horse in an X-wing outfit. And I don't know what that one's character's name is. Someone will probably tell us, and we'll put it on our Facebook page. But
no, sir, I don't like it.
This kind of reminds me of that.
No one watch Ren and Stimpy.
Oh yeah,
never watch it.
Oh, okay, never mind. Well, that one's for Dave from Trailer Pod Boys. He'll get that reference.
Smitty!
Now, the Vrx, which is his species, they're a relatively primitive species, and they're on their planet of Sembla. There aren't very many settlements because they're a nomadic species. They're very primitive and nomadic, and they just sort of move around. They move in like packs, and they have very limited...
Almost like sharks.
Or like dinosaurs.
Or like dinosaurs, yes.
Mm-hmm. Or ants.
Or hippos. I'm done.
Or hippos. Hungry hippos.
Elephants. Prairie dogs.
Prairie dogs.
Titmice. Birds.
Geese.
They have limited technological knowledge. So in terms of like intelligent species, so far this is one of the lower echelon of intelligent species in the universe that we've ever talked about. And he is actually the only known Jedi Vrk ever to be in the Jedi Order that they know of. And there's actually not a whole lot of information on this guy, and rightly so, because he's kind of lame. It's not known who traveled to his planet, not known who discovered him, nor do we know who his master was.
So they don't, you know, like, it seems like you've always known who the master and the Padawan and all this stuff. This guy's just like a mystery. He's just there.
He's just there, yeah. No one has really written his story. I know one of our listeners was the name. I apologize if I'm pronouncing your name wrong. Tim Vekoven.
Yeah, Vekoven.
Yeah, he's written backstories for a lot of lesser known Star Wars characters. Tim, get on this one. We need to know Master and Padawans and all that sort of stuff. Because if he's a Master, he obviously should have had a Padawan at some point.
So, yeah, Tim has written some of this stuff. I think Tim's from Belgium, and we've talked to him about coming on the show. We got to pick a character that Tim has actually written and have the actual guy on the show. That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, he was. I like all Jedi. He was skilled in the use of lightsaber combat or in lightsabers in combat, but he was actually more proficient in nonviolent conflict resolution.
Oh God!
So he was a guidance counselor.
Yeah.
It was Michael Jackson at the end of Beat It.
So hey. So yeah, that's pretty much his role. And a lot of the stories that were on Wikipedia that dealt with him basically dealt with him going and solving, you know, international conflict, interplanetary conflict between governments and different species. And that's really all he did. And there was another story about him stopping an assassination attempt on Palpatine.
I heard that somewhere.
And that's his
I heard that in a name.
Yeah. And that's pretty much it. He doesn't have the smallest backstory. I think Jira has the smallest backstory of anybody I've had to research, but it's not that much longer than that. And it's got a lot of holes and really not a whole lot going. And that's pretty much it. And that pretty much brings us up to episode two when he makes his one and only appearance. Mm. And it's a very quick and very pathetic appearance.
I felt bad for him before. Now the fact that you're saying that nobody even cares enough about this guy to write him a story, I feel really bad for this guy. He's like the Eeyore of Star Wars.
Yeah. I may be wrong. There may be a scene where you see him walking in the background in episode two. And it's been a while since I've watched it, and I don't remember if they go on to the Jedi Council and see them sitting there. But yeah, we see him. It's in the Battle of Geonosis. The battle has already started. They've already gone and fought all the three animals and all that sort of stuff. And the Jedi come in, and he jumps up onto Dooku's balcony, ready to strike Dooku down. He jumps up there, stands there for a second. Dooku sort of looks over at him like, what? And then Dooku doesn't do anything. He just stands there, and Jango Fett pulls out a gun, fires off three shots. What's his name? God damn it. Coleman.
That's awesome.
Coleman Trevor.
Host doesn't even know his name.
I know. He's so boring. No, it's not so much that he's boring. It's that he's such a pathetic character. He deflects two out of the three shots. The third shot hits him in the shoulder, knocks him off, and he basically falls to his death. For a Jedi Master on the Council,
he's playing Jaws.
He's like a shark.
He's not a shark. Play Jurassic Park. He's a dinosaur.
I like the fin better.
I'm a dinosaur. I'm a dinosaur.
What's up? Maybe Coleman Trevor will be digitally inserted into the 3D Jurassic Park coming out later on this year.
Oh, that would be great.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I looked at it, Tim. I watched it. Thanks again for having us have to watch the episode two scenes with the worst scene, the worst thing in all of Star Wars, the C-3PO head replay.
Oh, God.
What a drag.
Thanks again for that, Tim. But he's got two scenes. He's got two shots. You know, when everybody first jumps down and they do two by two, they show him ignite their lightsabers.
Okay.
He's got a shot of that. Okay. He's standing next to one of these other knuckleheads. And he's 2.1 seconds then, and then the scene that you were talking about is 5 seconds for a total of 7.1.
Wow.
And
good.
Is that Jurassic Park?
That's what it says.
Okay. But when he jumps, where does he come from? First of all,
I don't know. Literally, he comes from left field.
He does. He just appears out of midair and he jumps down without his lightsaber ignited.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
Can you not fly through the air with a lit lightsaber? Is that like rule number one? Don't run with scissors. Don't fly with a lightsaber.
If he had had it ignited, he could have taken a swipe at him, but he lands. Then he has to push that damn button. And you're right. Jango Fett shoots at him and he blocks three shots.
He does. Three shots.
And then he gets hit in the shoulder. And then the one that gets him, do you see? I slowed it down. I was pausing. I was pause.
Did he get shot in the crotch?
No, in the head.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
He gets him right in the head.
Yeah, he's a tribute.
Ian Freeze! And you're right. Dooku never goes for his lightsaber. He just gives him a smirk and Jango Fett take care of business. It's like, I mean, why do you think he does that? Like, he knows that Jango Fett's going to protect him. He doesn't even go for his saber.
He's too old.
No. Yeah, he just stands there. It's like, it's almost like slightly arthritic. Like, it would hurt too much for him to even move. So he just stands there and goes, I'll let that guy get him.
This guy is the most pathetic Jedi ever.
I feel a little bad. Like, I feel like we have like one Coleman Trevor fan that's listening, and now he's like shouting at his iPod, "You motherfucker!"
You know, I know exactly who that fan is, Tim. Who's the character's name after?
Who?
Oh, yeah,
Robert Coleman.
Who's Robert Coleman?
Tim, go ahead.
That's basically all I got on the character. He dies. We never see whatever his body does. Obviously, doesn't disappear. He's not doesn't come one with the Force. He becomes one with nothing.
He becomes one with the dirt.
Yeah, he pretty much becomes the dirt. He hits it at such a high velocity that they don't even bother trying to scrape him up.
They don't even have to bury him. The velocity that he was going, he was just right underground.
Now, yeah, the character is a Tuckerization of Robert Coleman, who was the lead animator on episodes 2 and 3. And Rob Coleman is when you watch the behind the scenes for episodes 2 and episodes 3, he's pretty prolific on those behind the scenes, and he's actually directed a few episodes of the Clone Wars. He's a very talented guy, and I do like Rob Coleman a lot, and I believe I have his autograph somewhere in my collection.
Right.
Through the mail. I've never met him in person. But as Chris had said, initially this character in the production phase was named Sar Labuda.
Shake your Labuda name.
Watch out.
They changed it to Coleman Trebor to name it after Rob. But why couldn't they just name another character Coleman Trebor? Why do they have to change the name of an existing character?
Maybe Robert likes dinosaurs and he wanted to be this character.
Yeah. I like dinosaurs. I want to be named after that one. Oh, he dies. Oh.
You're now making fun of the guy you said you liked very much.
I know, yeah.
I like Rob Coleman quite a bit. I'm hoping.
Sounds like.
I just remember my son got on this kick with his Star Wars action figures where he...
Sorry. Looking for Jurassic Park theme. I'm a dinosaur.
Great theme, though.
That is one of the greatest John Williams
themes. Yeah, it really is.
And then you know what screwed it all up? At the Olympics with the Nancy Kerrigan, Tanya Harding knee bashing.
Yeah.
Tanya Harding came out and did her thing to the John Williams Jurassic Park.
What?
Music
for real?
When she, remember, she like had her shoe untied and all that shit.
That was the song that she was did a routine.
She did her then? She did a routine to the Jurassic Park theme.
Oh god!
I know that.
Over here,
it's not gymnastics. It's ice skating.
Over here, make a figure eight. Oh, that's okay.
But I remember my son.
I've got giant teeth.
Massive.
My son had to own all of these guys, and he made like a Christmas list, and it was like naming all these Jedi, and I didn't even know who they were.
That's awesome.
So he's like Satine,
right?
And
did he know his name?
He writes it all down, and I'm like reading this, and I have to go to Walmart and Kmart and Target and every other toy store in the tri-state area.
Did you go to the Q-Mart?
No.
Okay. There's our plug.
The tri-state area looking for Coleman Trebor by name as requested by my son for Christmas morning. Because if I don't get him, Christmas is ruined.
I have a question. Did he reenact his death scene?
I probably never played with it for a
second. He went over the top of the steps and knocked them off.
So the package.
Yeah, probably. It's mint and package. Coleman Trebor.
Now, Dave, I don't think we've ever asked this. Now, your son, is he a big fan of the prequels?
I guess so, but he does what he says what I say. So, like, I say something stupid, he parrots me. But I think he watches. He'll watch them. He just likes the toy. He likes the toys.
He does.
And even though some of those movies I don't like, the toys have gotten better over the years.
And the Legos too. He loves those Legos.
And he loves the Legos. But yeah, he likes them a little bit. But if you asked him, even as a 10-year-old, what would you prefer to watch? He'd rather watch the original trilogy.
Does smart he have kid
a character. And they got all the movies, 6 movies. What's his favorite character?
His favorite character for a long time was Chewbacca. That was the first action figure he ever got. And he used to carry it around. He used to take it to bed with him.
Okay.
When he was like 5. You know,
I remember that.
He'd just clutch it. It was like his whoopee, you know?
Yeah.
My whoopee.
Yeah. Whoopee. But now it's Boba Fett. He's gone into the Boba Fett.
The dark side?
Yeah, like everybody loves Boba Fett.
And right.
He's no different. So that's...
Everybody has a Zeppelin phase. Everybody has a Boba Fett phase.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. The last thing I have is, there were a few action figures made. And the figure, I complain about the character design, but the figure is actually kind of a cool figure. And they made a really neat little Lego figure for him, too. Yeah, that you can knock right off the top of your Geonosian playset and he'll fall
pieces.
Gravity does the rest of the work for you. that's all I got. Rob Coleman, I'm sorry that your character sucks so bad.
Good job, Rob.
Sucky character.
And that's all I got.
I'm afraid to ask about the dinosaur website, but we're going to get.
There's not. Yeah. Well, as you can imagine, there wasn't much to choose from this guy. The only thing I found interesting was that there was someone recorded, like many people do for gaming websites and whatnot. Someone screen recorded them playing Coleman Trevor in the Jedi Academy Knights of the Force expansion pack. And I only found that interesting because I didn't know this existed. I used to be back when I did play games. I don't think I was ever a gamer, but when I did play games, I did play all of the Jedi Knight series, and I did play Jedi Academy, but I must have stopped before this expansion kit came out, so I found that interesting. So it's the Coleman Trevor versus Wat Tambor level of the Jedi Academy Knights of the Force expansion pack video.
There is another one on there I saw of him where you can actually have him fight Count Dooku. So if his death is not satisfying enough for you in the film, you can try to change history and fight Count Dooku. It's not going to do anything because episode 3 will still exist. That's so true. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm going to go around the table here. If you had to pick your favorite Jedi from the Geonosis Battle Arena, who would it be?
Well, who's yours?
Joey Fatone.
That would be mine. No,
Timberlake. Oh, my God. Mine is the one, I'm blanking on the name, that he smiles.
Kit Fisto.
Yeah. Smiley.
That would be probably my favorite Geonosis Jedi.
Do you like it because he smiles or because he got the braids and he looks cool?
The braids, he looks cool, and I guess we met him too.
Yeah, that's that Zach, what's his name?
There's the brother.
Zach Jensen.
Yeah.
Jensen.
Yeah. He's probably mine.
Well, and you don't mean the original, you don't mean like Obi-Wan and all that.
Right, right. Only during the stupid Geonosian battle. Mm-hmm. Which one's your favorite Jedi?
I hate them all. So
you have to pick one.
I don't want to.
You have to pick one. You have to.
I hate them all.
Yeah, I have no answer either.
You'll never see your son again.
What does that mean?
You gotta pick one.
Give me back my son. You make me want to smoke.
Oh, leave him alone. He's awesome.
I like? Yeah? I like because of the way he dies. I like Kaoda Mundi.
That was going to be my pick too, yeah.
Two key, okay.
Of all those guys, he's like the one guy that I can latch onto. Like he's especially even when he talks in the Jedi, the Jedi whatchamajigger, the circle jerk. What do they call it?
I know exactly what you mean.
Damn it, I forgot my cracker.
When he talks, I like the way he's very serious, and I like that about him. And some of these other guys are just too goofy for me. Like I like that guy.
Who's yours, Matt?
I don't. Is Shaq T there?
They have.
She is there.
Okay, locked. Then her. I guess I don't give a shit.
All right. Good answer.
Yeah, Coyote Bunny, and we haven't done an episode yet on him, and I'm kind of saving him because I don't want to give all the good ones away in the first 100 episodes.
Yeah, let's talk more about Coleman Trevor.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Robert Coleman.
Oh, Rob. Robbie.
Robert. Well,
Bobby C.
What, Dave?
Yes, are you ready?
I think it's time.
We had quite a paradigm shift in last week's trivia.
That's right.
You're still in last, but in positive numbers with 4.
Yes, that's not bad.
Matt has 12.
I'm happy with 4.
Tim is in second with 24.
Ooh.
And I have 25, so we're going to listen to these sounds. We're going to wager, and we are going to hopefully get easy ones.
We didn't say what we're playing.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Star Wars, the sounds of Star Wars.
You sound better when you've had some Jawa juice.
That's still inside me.
Wow. Whoops. Great. I just alerted Google to the authorities. I typed in ransom.org instead of random.org.
Well, all right. Who are we going? Who's Matt? Roll the dice, please.
I got to ask again. How many
I think 256.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. I think that's what it is.
Number is 66. Order 66.
Ooh.
That's probably Star Wars. No, or that might be Empire.
Order 66.
I'm going. Nope. There we go. 66.
Matt's always betting 5 anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
True. Matt, yeah, it's from A New Hope. I'm almost... Yeah,
five.
New Hope.
5. 5, 5, 5.
Great. If I only had the battery sound clip.
Hi!
Quick. That was fast. All right. Here we go. 66. Order 66.
Those are awesome sounds.
Yeah.
I love those sounds.
That would be clashing dueling lightsabers.
Between?
Oh, is this from Star Wars?
A New Hope, yes.
Yeah, okay. Obi-Wan and Darth Vader.
Played by who?
David Prowse, James Earl Jones, and Alec Guinness.
Who was on the left?
They flipped
which,
around.
Yeah, they say which one, which shot.
At what point in the duel?
Yeah, that was awesome. All right, how about you bet? You 5 got. Yep. Damn,
Matt's up to 17.
That's awesome. All right.
I'm impressed.
Nice going. That means it's Timbo's turn.
Timbo 2.
All right.
Timbo 3. Got to wear shades.
29.
29 and feeling fine. Here we go.
I am gonna say I'm gonna go 5. Because that's still Star Wars, so
29, there's 27, there's 28, and I next page will
be
29.
5 points. This has gotta be a New Hope.
Where's it at? Yeah, oh yeah, it's New Hope. I think we did this, but I'll play it and Matt can help me. Here we go.
Did it again, he has to get another one.
Fine!
We did do that one.
That's Jacko. I believe we have done this one.
Yeah, okay. I forgot I was keeping track of this. Hold on, I can tell you. But I think you're already right.
Yeah, then, yeah, okay.
That's Chewbacca.
Yes, we did do 29. Okay, let me...
Chewbacca.
I didn't write down last numbers, but hopefully we'll remember. So...
Chewbacca.
31.
31.
31. I will still maintain the 5.
That's still a New Hope.
Yes, yes, it is. I will go. Here it is. 31.
Hi!
Dracula.
Wow. Holy. Wow.
That's interesting. I don't have a clue what that is. Luckily, it's not my guess.
Play that again. Wow.
Here it is backwards. Sam, I'm looking at the picture thinking, I don't remember that.
Well, it must be isolated from whatever else is going on. Like,
Tim, did you bet 5?
He did.
I did bet 5. I'm assuming it's in the cantina. Yeah, and I'm trying to think of what characters would have made that noise. It's not it's not the Wolfman.
The Wolfman?
Lak Sivrek?
Lak Sivrek, yeah.
That is incorrect. Now see, here's what's weird.
Okay.
The photo has a photo of Cabe, the little thing.
Yeah. And I was thinking that, but
then it
says, sound was like tweet.
It says background alien is what it says in the book itself. Either way,
background alien.
It's not, yeah.
Come back, well, aliens.
Didn't say werewolf.
Say it one more time because
it sounds mechanical or robotic at the end.
Yeah,
it's a picture. It's a picture of Cabe.
Yeah, it is. But then it says,
"Is it Cabe with his hands up?" Like,
yeah.
I was thinking that, but the sound that's almost positive, the sound that they actually use in the film is different.
Yeah, like a squeaking mouse.
Yeah, I thought it was like a tweet, 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 tweet.
Oh, it says it's background alien, didn't you? So that's all.
All right. How the mighty have fallen.
Man. Timbo.
Down to
19.
Only two up on Matt.
Oh, my
God. Falling like a Jedi off a balcony.
You know, this is Coleman Trebor, you know.
All right. Who's all right.
It's my turn.
All right,
I need my number.
Don't look away.
196.
What did I say, Matt?
196.
196.
196. Definitely something I'm not interested in.
196.
196.
196.
All right. Getting there. 196 is, there it is.
What movie?
I'm looking. Please, back away.
Back away?
Back away, back away, back away.
Is that Enya?
I want to
Enya.
Sail away, sail away. Day, this is from The Phantom Menace.
Good, 2 weeks in a row. I'll bet two last time and I got it. I'll bet two more.
There we go. There you go.
Hey, I can picture the thing. I mean, it's the. To me, it looks kind of like a dragon, dinosaurish kind of thing.
What the goddamn dinosaurs in this episode?
Yeah, I don't know that character's name. Hopefully, it doesn't ask for it. I will say, Pod Racer that blows up.
I might need judges on this one. Mm-hmm. All it says is Sebulba throwing the wrench. And there's a Sebulba.
He's got the.
He's throwing it against the other one. Is the other one the guy who you just said who dies?
Yeah,
he looks like a lizard and you can't see his eyes. He has like goggles. It almost looks like it's almost. The goggles almost look like a bandage. And
I'll give it to you.
Well, ask the judges.
Judges?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Right. It's the right scene. He knows what he's talking about.
Right.
All right. All right, here we go.
That means Chris needs his number.
Yeah.
And Tim will take over.
All right. 174.
Ooh, 174.
Sound like C-3PO.
Ooh! Ooh!
Sounds like a prequel thing.
Oh, yep. Yep, you were in Phantom Menace now.
I'm never gonna catch up if I did these small numbers though.
So what are you betting? Are you doing five?
No.
I will do three. So I'm still in the positives if I get it wrong.
You're betting what?
Three.
Three? Okay. Hold on.
Are you laughing at me or with me?
No. I'm laughing with you. Right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
He thought about the Jawa episode again. That's all.
Prepare yourself.
Roger, roger.
I bet it was three.
Roger, roger.
I want to say that is a battle droid saying roger, roger.
That is a battle droid. That is not a battle droid.
And that's a battle droid battery. A battery droid.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, that is a battle droid. I was trying to see, like, there was no picture for 174. I'm like, where is it? Because there's like 19 pictures of 173 of just battle droids, and then I find the one for 174 and just.
So let me get this for the past. I could be wrong. For the past two episodes, me, Dave, and Matt got it right. And Tim got it wrong.
Yes,
I got really? It wrong both episodes. And, yeah.
Wow, the scores have changed. You want to go for Double Jeopardy where the scores can really change?
That's great.
It's 7 to 17, which Matt has, to 19, which Tim has.
You got a great lead there, Dave.
And now I have 27.
Wow. You really took the lead, man.
Yep. The scores change fast.
Yeah, yes, they do.
Matt went from last place to close to second place
yeah,
and, in a very few episodes.
That's right.
Dave's on top, just like how he likes it.
Mm-hmm. Chris has maintained his level for the past.
Yeah, I haven't really skyrocketed pretty high yet.
Chris is on bottom, just like he likes.
Just like that's how I like it.
Got to buy Dave more underoos.
Oh.
Well, thank you very much for listening to this episode featuring Robert Coleman.
Poor Robert
Coleman Trebor. Trebor, tomato, tomato. Join us next time we discuss the Bespin Guard.
Thanks for listening to Star Wars in Character. Star Wars in Character is part of the NeoZaz.com network of podcasts. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit www.neozaz.com. Star Wars in Character is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. Star Wars and all Star Wars universe characters, places, or Star Wars related items are the copyright of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. Visit www.swic.neozaz.com for the latest Star Wars in Character episodes and information.